This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, and Bradley and his family are traveling down to the great state of Texas. So if you're in the area, look them up. They'll be doing, I think, some speaking engagements, maybe some music things there as well. So I'll be filling in today and tomorrow. So if you're looking for him, sorry, you've got me. I've got a face made for radio, so I'll be filling in for him. You like check us out online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you're on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media, as well as if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1 on Twitter. Well, everybody's heard the talk here now of the Islamic Jihad attack in New York. If you've been watching Sons of Liberty Media, you know that I wrote a piece the other day based on a little, I don't know, I don't want to call it an interview. There was a panel that was on the Sean Hannity show. Now, I recently got DirecTV Now only because I get it for $10 a month on my cell phone bill. But I don't really watch a lot of television per se. I see the news clips and things. I got the internet so I can see whatever I need to see. But there was this interview on Hannity between Sebastian Gorka, Pamela Giller, who's obviously promoting her new book, Fatwa Hunted in America, and also Geraldo Rivera. Yes, you know him from Al Capone fame and from, oh, Mr. Fake News. No, that was somebody else. I was going to say Mr. Fake Wrestling Guy. But you know Geraldo Rivera. And you know what? I can remember as a kid, honestly, I can remember as a kid watching 2020, and I used to love his report that he had on there. And then he just got weird with stuff. I mean, he just got really weird. I think it was after he was seeing Bette Midler or something like that. Anyway, you can read this at sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch the video there, Anti-Islamic Jihadist to Geraldo Rivera. Why should I pat on the back Muslims who don't want to kill me? Did you get that? Because while Geraldo acknowledged there are Islamists, now he calls them extremists, he goes along with what the left calls them and what the quote-unquote conservatives or the neocons call them, and that is radical Islamists. No, they're not radical. They're Islamists. They're the real thing. They're the real deal. If you were to meet Muhammad today, this is what you would see. This is what you would experience. All you got to do is read what Muhammad wrote. All you got to do is read what the Hadiths have in them about Muhammad, and you would know they're not radical. They're devout. They're devoted to Allah. And I'll just tell you, Allah is Satan, and to the Quran. And if you go to the Middle East, and I've talked to many Americans, I remember one American veteran very clearly who's in the area of Kurdistan that recently declared independence. And, even America doesn't want to give them their independence, doesn't support their independence from Iraq. America doesn't support Catalonia's independence from Spain. What in the world have we come to? I'll tell you what. We've got a bunch of globalists and Islamists and communists and socialists, not true Americans. They may be American by birth, but not in their ideology, running our government. Okay? You do. And you say, well, Donald Trump's different. Let's abolish the UN. Let's see how different that is. If you're not willing to do that, you are pushing a globalist agenda, because that right there says that that is over all the other countries. I mean, that is the issue. That has to be broken down. It needs to be broken down. The UN needs to be abolished and defunded. Getting back to my point. She asked the question, why should I pat on the back Muslims who don't want to kill me? The whole point of the panel, whether it was Gorka, whether it was Geller, whether it was Hannity, was that there is Islamic Jihad ideology that's being taught in mosques, and people have this. Now, look, we're not the thought police. I don't want thought police, okay? But the fact of the matter is, we're allowing open public worship of Allah in mosques in America. You said, was the First Amendment protection and freedom of religion? No, that has nothing to do with Islam. Okay? It has nothing to do with that. And if you have to go back into history to find your context, maybe you need to learn some history. Okay? America was never Islamic. Never. Ever. In fact, we've always been at war with Islam. Go back and look up the story of the Barbary pirates who kidnapped our people. Wanted Thomas Jefferson to pay the jizya, the Islamic tax, for non-Muslims. And Jefferson and his Congress issued letters of market reprisal. We were following a constitution. All we had was a navy. We were actually following the constitution at that time concerning military force. We only had a navy. And they issued letters of market reprisal for, oh, this will really scare all you communists out there, you gun grabbers and you socialists. And you neocons, they issued letters of market reprisal to privately owned warships. Ooh, I bet that puts fear and trembling in Dianne Feinstein's shoes, doesn't it? Privately owned warships to go and make war against the Islamists, to release the kidnapped, and to bring them back home. And the Islamists still wanted their jizya. Now, I agree with Pam. Why should we pat anybody, including Muslims, on the back? Because they don't kill us. That's just assumed that they wouldn't do that, right? Because that would be a violation of law. But people like Geraldo don't get that. And they're so quick to cover for the quote-unquote majority. Listen, a lot of Muslims are Muslim in name only, just like there are a lot of Christians out there. You people, some of you say you love God, yet you couldn't tell me the Ten Commandments off the top of your head. And that is an expression of your love for God and the love for man. That's what Jesus said. That is the greatest commandment, is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love your neighbor as yourself. That's what the Ten Commandments imply. Muslims, many Muslims are the same way. But their doctrine, if they get into it, is very deadly. On the other side of the break, we'll pick up a couple of things on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and then I want to talk about this release of the JFK files, so hang on.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Bean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Bean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, the number is 1-866-582-9933. Not doing Chinese buffet, so if you would, stick to the topic, and we'll bring you right up as soon as you call in. SonsLibertyMedia.com, and then we'll get on to our subject for the hour, which is going to be the JFK document release. 78% of U.S. workers are living paycheck to paycheck, and 71% of them are in debt. Debt is a curse. You know that? It's a funny thing in America. The Bible says that children are a blessing. Debt is a curse. America embraces debt and is rejecting children. I mean, abortion is still going crazy. And what amazes me is that even in the political arena, how Christians have largely been silent over this issue. I mean, all of these videos have come out, undercover videos, pointing out the criminality of, you know, baby part trafficking. It's got to where we're so desensitized over the blatant murder, decapitation, dismemberment of children in the womb every day for a couple hundred bucks by a hitman in a Planned Parenthood or another murder meal called an abortion clinic. But now we're having to talk about trafficking parts. And even that doesn't have people up in arms. And I'm talking about literal arms to go deal with people. It just doesn't have it. In fact, you'll find at sonsoflibertymedia.com, a new bill in Congress would prevent any baby with a heartbeat from being imported. Isn't that nice? You say, well, are you not for that? Of course I'm for that. But how about we stop doing what Dan Fisher, the governor, a gubernatorial candidate for Oklahoma, has said? Why don't we quit regulating abortion to heartbeats or number of days or number of weeks? Why don't we just say, look, you're out to kill your baby, you're in big trouble. You're willing to be a paid hitman to kill a baby, you're in big trouble too. Why don't we encourage life? You say, what about these ladies who are raped or incest? Well, then why don't we get behind those women and help them and start dealing with those who rape them? I'm talking about justice. I'm not talking about a prison cell. I'm talking about justice the way the Bible says to deal with it, where it doesn't cost me anything, and they don't hold my property hostage to put the guy up for life, to feed and clothe and house him in some little cage like an animal. And you people think that's justice to him or to the society? You're absolutely wrong, or to the victim, for that matter. You're absolutely wrong. That's a twisted view of justice. It's not justice at all. And yet we toy with it. We play with it because we think, like the serpent in the garden, if we partake of the fruit, our eyes will be open, we'll know good and evil, we can make the law for ourselves. That was what Adam and Eve were doing. They could become like gods. They could become the lawgiver. That is the temptation, isn't it? So why don't we just go and just do the right thing and say, you know what? Any murder of the baby, you're using abortifacients to do it. You're using a doctor to do it. You're using a coat hanger to do it. Whatever. Still murder. Doesn't change what it is. Why don't we start dealing with it like that? That would be too hard to swallow for a lot of people. Two other things here at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Congressmen are seeking to expose a secret army program of spraying radioactive chemicals over U.S. cities during the Cold War. You've really got to read this. And if anybody wants to say, well, this was harmless, is that? Well, I have to ask you, what business, what authority does the U.S. Army or the D.C. government have in spraying us with anything? Anything. And even not telling us. SonsLibertyMedia.com, subversive progressives believe they're bulletproof. Also, something I'm going to talk about in the last segment, Lord willing, the spark that lit the Reformation. We are celebrating 500 years this week in which Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses against the Roman Catholic Church, calling out the corruption of indulgences. Now, I'll try to save that and stick to the topic here for the end, because I think what I'll share with you from the Reformation is the answer to things that we're going to talk about here. If you'll recall, it was back, I think it was in May of this year, I reported the fact that Donald Trump was going to be faced with releasing the rest of the withheld JFK assassination documents. And he would have to be determining that. There were some 3,600 pages of documentation, and within that there were like 30,000 other files that came with it. A lot of this has been redacted. Some of it I guess I can understand. I mean, I guess, but my goodness, it's been over 50 years. Are the CIA still doing things the same way? I mean, is there really this protection over the stuff, or is this sort of to cover either their bumbling or their complicity? I don't know. The FBI as well. In fact, some of you may laugh at me. I've always thought Oliver Stone's JFK was a great film. I know some things get a little out of whack, but overall, I think it called into question a lot of the stuff that was just hokey about the whole explanation that the Warren Commission gave. The fact that cover up of witnesses. Witnesses said one thing. The government tried to make them say something else. The long trail of bodies that were immediate after that. Now we're seeing some of that even with, dare I say, the Vegas shooting. But I'll tie that in just a minute. But Donald Trump said, hey, you know, we want to open this up. We want to be transparent. We want to release these documents. And he released like almost 2,900 documents. And there's still several hundred that will be released if they don't backtrack on it again. But that will be released next year. Many of them are largely redacted. And I've done a couple of reports on that. I know other people have done but more, you know, they have a big team of investigators. I'm one person. So they have a big team of investigators that can, you know, dig in all this stuff and everything. It's great that we have some of that coming out. But I think a large part of it comes out as, you know, here we're just kind of getting this out and then put it behind us. After all, it's been over 50 years. And that's the way some people look at it. Some of us don't think that way because we do think there are a lot of peculiarities. One of the things that strikes me, even as I watched the film here, even last night, I was watching part of it, was that they allowed the president to ride in an open motorcade in a place like that. I don't know about you. That's a very strange thing. The Secret Service agent being called off from that motorcade just seconds before Kennedy was shot. And other things. And so I'm one of those, yeah, you can call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever. I don't buy the official story. You say, do you have an answer? Not really. But I'm just saying a lot of things don't seem to add up with what I see with what they're telling me. So, and what I believe to be common sense, although I'm wanting to throw that kind of term out the window because I don't think sense is so common anymore in our land. However, with those documents, one of the interesting thing is there was a question from an attorney within the documents. And it was a deposition. And it was a discussion of Vietnam. David Bellin, an attorney for the commission, turned to whether the CIA was involved in the Kennedy's killing. He asked, well, now, the final area of my investigation relates to charges that the CIA was in some way conspiratorially involved with the assassination of President Kennedy. During the time of the Warren Commission, you were deputy director of plans. Is that correct? And he's speaking here to Richard Helms, and so Helms is obviously not answering. He goes, so Bellin continues. He goes, is there any information involved with the assassination of President Kennedy, which in any way shows that Lee Harvey Oswald was in some way a CIA agent or agent? And the document is cut off. And you can see the photograph of the documentation there at sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also download them from the National Archives. We have the link there as well. Why is that cut off? Why is that an issue of national security? Is it national security or is it national security cover-up? You say, well, that's pretty bold to be asking. I mean, don't you trust our government? And you could give me the argument and you could say, we were a Christian nation, this, that, and the other. I know that. I know all those things. But if you're still living in that dream world that people act with morality in the area of this, then you want to stick around after the break because I'm going to give you more of the documentation where they were out to kill or at least perpetrate that they were killing Americans and Cubans in order to start a war. Hang on. We'll be right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to jump online, if you have a comment about anything that's been said or something that we're going to talk about, we're talking about JFK documents that have been released, 1-866-582-9933. And before the break, I was speaking about the issue of the CIA, and the question that was posed was Lee Harvey Oswald a CIA agent or an agent at all? And of course, that documentation is cut off. We're not able to see that. And we're told that is a matter of national security. Now, I don't know how the answer to that is a matter of national security. Isn't the government telling us he's the lone shooter, he's the lone wolf? Isn't that what they're telling us? Isn't that the official story that came out of the Warren Commission? What's so national security? Well, if we tell you if he is a CIA agent, which a lot of things is Russian, going to Russia, going to Mexico, all of these things. If he's a CIA agent, they tell us, oh, that could jeopardize a lot of stuff. Really? What about the truth to the American people about what's going on? What went on? Or is it too much for you to pull the covers back and uncover your behinds? That's the question as to what you're doing. Trump released these documents about the assassination. Still some are left to go into next year. Lord willing, they'll come out. But even with that, they're going to be highly redacted. Some of it, yes, you kind of get if there are certain things are in place that could jeopardize people in other countries even now due to, I don't know, the way they do things. Of course, there's questions I have of us even being involved in all that. But the point is this. Part of what came out in those documents, and it's been talked about a lot, But part of what came out in those documents confirmed the theories that the U.S. would engage in false flag attacks, even murdering people, in order to advance their agenda. And you say, you have got to be kidding. And as I said before, you know, Christian foundations, you want to throw that at me. You want to play like you're in, pristine, sanitized America. You're not. You're more in northern Israel, Old Testament. We're abandoning the law of God. We're setting up idols for ourselves. We're saying we can worship any gods however we want and call them the real God, and everything's just fine. And destruction and foreigners and everything else are waiting to take us over, just like God said they would be. And among the revelations that came out in those documents was a plan to conduct a false flag operation in Miami, Florida, that would have included terrorist murders of Floridians, possibly Americans in Washington, D.C., as well as sink a boatload of Cubans en route to Florida, real or simulated. Now, I know some of you are out there going, they could never, our government would never do this. Really? It's in black and white. I didn't write it. These are documents that were released. Is the media making a big deal out of this at all? Why aren't they, whoever put this little plan together, why aren't they calling for some people? Probably because most of them are dead now. That's why a lot of these documents are still, it's not national security, it's cover your behind or the behinds of those who were involved in it. And before you cry, tinfoil hat and conspiracy theory, these are documents they have released. And we have evidence of this before in Operation Northwoods. Again, you want to go to SonsLibertyMedia.com, look up JFK documents and Operation Mongoose. Revelations of government planning to kill people, including Americans, as a prelude to war. And that war was with Castro in Cuba at the time. Now, this was in a plan under Operation Mongoose. If you don't know what Operation Mongoose is, it was an operation to topple the Castro government by the CIA. And we're clear on it now that among those things was this little pretext, which was to present a false flag. It was to either simulate or really murder Americans and Cubans, for that matter, in order to engage in war with Cuba. And if you read the article, I point you right back to the warnings that President Eisenhower gave about the military-industrial complex. And then I dropped a little nugget, too, about the comments he had on the assassination of JFK. And you will find some of those very interesting as well. It's a short little clip. But this pretext was submitted the same year as Operation Northwoods. And that was also a plan to simulate or actually kill real American students, citizens, and stage their deaths as a pretext for war with Cuba. This is our government talking about doing this. So, and the obvious question is, if Cuba's a real threat, if they were, and we know the missile crisis and all of that that was entailed in that, so we know there was a threat there. Why gin up all this stuff if they're a real threat with just that? According to the document, on April 12, 1962, General Lansdale forwarded to Maxwell Taylor an advanced copy of the Joint Chiefs paper on pretext, stating, "I am informed the chiefs approve of this." This is the thing where they're pointing stage false flags in Florida. They're wanting to really kill or simulate a terrorist attack in Florida on American citizens, and they're wanting to sink a boat full of Cubans. And apparently, the Pentagon gave its approval to stage this false flag. I'll remind you, the same Pentagon that couldn't account for, what, $2 trillion the day before 9/11, and then miraculously after 9/11, where that alleged plane hit in the Pentagon, all those documents that were supposed to contain where that $2 trillion were has disappeared. Nobody's been asked about that at all. It's kind of interesting, don't you think? The document continues. We could develop a communist Cuban terror campaign in the Miami area and other Florida cities, and even in Washington. We could sink a boatload of Cubans en route to Florida, real or simulated. This is what the document states. It continues. We could foster attempts on lives of Cuban refugees in the United States, even to the extent of wounding in instances to be widely publicized, exploding a few plastic bombs in carefully chosen spots, the arrest of a Cuban agent, and the release of prepared documents substantiating Cuban involvement also would be helpful in projecting the idea of an irresponsible government. Well, I want to ask the question, trust an irresponsible government that is hundreds of miles away from us, or a tyrannical government who engages in things that communists engage in? Which one are you going to have here? I feel like Mel Gibson in the Patriot. Do I want to trust one tyrant 3,000 miles away or 3,000 right here in my backyard? On the line, we have Tom from Baltimore. Tom, you got a comment today?
Hey, Tim. My grandmother immigrated here from the former Czechoslovakia many decades ago, and she always told us kids that don't ever be fooled. This is a great country, founded on great principles. However, every country has its secrets and its propaganda campaign and its bad apples. And I think that's true. She thought that of all governments throughout the world. And I see in governments a common denominator that they are fighting to be sovereign. And that is something I think that really, I think the Bible speaks to as well. A government really is a dead entity, so to speak, and we the people are what gives it life. So the governments can never be the sovereign, but you see that as a common denominator throughout the world, and I think that's why we all should be distrustful of government. And by the way, Tim, don't ever apologize or feel like you have to qualify when you talk about conspiracy theories. Any good police detective is a conspiracy theorist. We theorize, we analyze conspiracies, and then we test them through various forms of reasoning, deductive reasoning, inductive reasoning, abductive reasoning, and then we test our hypothesis. So, you're a good police detective. You would have made for a good police detective.
Well, thank you, Tom. I don't apologize for it. I kind of do it sarcastically, tongue-in-cheek.
Well, that's what we've been programmed to do, right, Tim? I mean, they want us to feel like we're weird because we theorize about these things, And listen, I don't blame people. We're all, and this is what good police detectives have to look out for. We all have to look out for what's called a bias, a personal bias when we test our theories, because we all have that. We want to think that the person we think is innocent, or the group or government we think is innocent or good, is good. So we have that bias, and we always have to be conscious of that. However, that's what gets people in trouble a lot of times, because we want to wave that American flag and say, this is a great government, it's all good. However, we lose sight of the truth sometimes, and that's where we get in a lot of trouble.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Tom, thank you for your comments. I appreciate them, brother.
Take care, Tim. I enjoy your show when you do it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's Tom from Baltimore. And indeed, we have to evaluate even our own country in light of the law of God and the law that we're under here in the Constitution, which is under the law of God. So where we're straying, we need to call each other back. That's what Bradley does here on the Sons of Liberty. On the other side of the break, we'll pick this up. We'll also talk Reformation. That's going on this week. 500 years we're celebrating. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley D's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. If you want to call in and make a comment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got a short time, so I'm going to talk fast, listen fast. Tom, thank you for your call earlier in the last segment. I posted this article on my Facebook page, and I did ask that question, you know, is this a national security issue, or is it a national security cover-up? And if they're willing to do this, we have the documentation, okay? We have the documentation. We have people in the CIA still keeping things from the American people. While they're discontent and looking at everything that you have to look at, they want to violate your rights. But they don't want to give up the information that would might, I don't know, point the finger at them. In fact, you might be interested to know that John Glenn, remember him? And he's been dead a couple of years. U.S. Senator, he was a guy shot into orbit. I believe he was the first guy who was shot into orbit. His space mission was tied to Operation Mongoose in Operation Dirty Trick. Some of this is just mind-boggling to me, that the American people have not seen this corruption, or that we've seen it when we had more moral fortitude in the early 60s. We're not talking about the late 60s. We're talking about the early ones, out of the 50s. than we do now, and yet nobody was doing anything. Why do you think that was? I tend to think it's because we forgot where we came from. A lot of things happened in 20th century in America. Establishment of the Federal Reserve, and thus wars began to be funded. Debt began to be gained. Lies began to be told. Political parties had been established enough to where people were being divided, and they took their certain positions instead of following the law. I mean, there's just a number of things. The family began to disintegrate. We started putting mom in the factories. We said, she's a feminist. She can do what the man does. Without recognizing even the creator's design in that the man is made in a certain way to be a provider and a protector, and the woman is made for the home. Now, I'm not saying she has to stay barefoot and pregnant, but I'm saying her energy is spent in the home. And if you have a problem with that and you're a Christian woman out there, read Titus 2. It says, it talks about you're a keeper at home. You're a homemaker. And if you look at the words there, they use the word oikos energeo. It is a Greek word where your energy is spent at home. And I remember, not to get sidetracked, but I remember years ago when I taught high school Sunday school. It was a long time ago for teens. And moms and dads were furious that I would tell their daughters, why don't you look for a husband, or, you know, be seeking a husband, establish a family and raise children and, you know, do that which honors the Lord, which he tells you right here. And we were going through Titus. And they were just furious at me. And I remember a meeting I had with a couple of the parents who came in, and one of them brought their daughter in. And the parents were just like, why can't you stick with the Sunday school curriculum? Because I'll tell you, the Sunday school curriculum in the Southern Baptist Church at that time, I'm not in the Southern Baptist Church now, but at that time was very fluff-oriented, okay? It didn't really stick to what the Bible said. And so we would just teach through books of the Bible. We'd have to teach to them verse by verse and stay in the context and expound it. The funny thing was is that when I looked over and I asked the young lady why she was so mad at me that I would say what, she said, well, I just want to be able to go to work, to get a good job, make a lot of money. If I have a baby, I'll leave it with her, pointed at her mother, and I'm going to make a lot of money. And her mom was aghast. And she goes, I didn't teach that. And I said, lady, I got her for 1 hour a week. You've had her for 18 years. You're the one who's been teaching her this. Of course, I was the one chided as a bad person, but the scriptures are pretty clear on what we do in that. And so when I'm pointing out these things about government, there is a solution. It's not one many want to talk about because they think, oh, you're just spiritual. And if you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good, then why do we want to listen to you? Because heavenly mindedness has earthly good principles. It really does. Let me speak about a couple of these things. We're celebrating the Reformation. We've got a couple of articles up on sonsoflibertymedia.com about the Reformation, celebrating 500 years since Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the Wittenberg Wall. Now look, Luther was a guy just like anybody else. He wasn't this pristine, sanitized person. And I don't care who you are, who you run into, who claims that they are, they're not. They're not. If the prophet Isaiah, in standing before the presence of God, says, I am coming undone. I'm a man of unclean lips who lives among a people of unclean lips. If he can say that, if the apostle Paul at the end of his ministry can say, I'm the chief of sinners, don't buy into for instance that there's a man of God or a woman of God out there who's going to sanitize himself so much to say, I don't have any sin, or I'm above it all, or I don't need any of this, that, and the other. Don't buy into that stuff. That is nonsense. The closer a man gets to God, the more he sees his own sin. That happens with every man in the Bible, every single one of them. They're confessing their sin. You don't find anything with Daniel? No sin in Daniel that we see. And yet, Daniel chapter 9, he's confessing his sins and the sins of his people. So, Luther was a guy like us. He said, I did nothing. I was down at the pub drinking beer with guys. I just preached the Word of God, and the Word of God did it all. That's what did this. One of our writers wrote that Luther is the greatest man in the second millennium. I disagree. I think that Calvin was. Calvin had far greater impact long-term than Luther did. Luther was like this firework that went off that sparked a lot of other guys, and God used him for that, and that was great. But Luther still held a lot of that high churchy stuff that came from Rome. Calvin took and began to disseminate what the Scripture said. Of course, he was doing that anyway. And he said Luther's writings had hands and feet. Okay? They were powerful things that were written by Luther. He wasn't to diminish him. And I'm not diminishing. But do you know, without Calvin, there would be no America as we've known it for our history. It was Calvin's teaching that came out of Geneva that led to Scottish Covenanters. It led to the Covenanters coming to America. It led to others being established, the Puritans in America, and the Geneva Bible. It led to the societal order of law. I grant that some men have been heavy-handed. Even in Geneva, there was some heavy-handedness. But that was the structure because it came from the Bible. Not the heavy-handedness, but the law and the order there. And Calvin reasoned that out, and he taught that. He was faithful to do it. You can say what you want to about these guys. We have them to thank for the history that we have. We have them to thank even for where we are now. Even in the midst of our degeneracy, there is still God's mercy that's being shown. And when we have a government that tells us that they're looking at killing us off to start a war, killing other people to start a war, the only response I can give you people is this. It is the gospel. And I'm not talking about just that God saves you from his wrath by Jesus Christ. I'm talking about that he grants true repentance. He turns the hearts of the kings where he will. He has commanded us to repent. He has given us this law to obey. And he tells us, everybody knows this passage. If we, those who are called by his name, and that's tied to the third commandment. It's not GD this or GD that. It's about if you take his name in vain, you're claiming to be his and you're not living as though you're his. He says, turn to me, call upon me. I'll show you great and mighty things. I'll hear your land. But repent of your own wickedness, people of God. We're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank you for joining us. Check out this document on JFK that have been released. They're released to you. They're entrusted to you. They are yours. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Is it just a tidbit of information? Are you going to act on it? And then I would ask you, call upon the God of the Bible. Test him. See if he'll do what he says he will do. Will you repent as his people? Will you turn to him as his people and let him bring justice in the land and act according to what he has commanded you? Or will you continue to let the tyranny go on? Will you continue to let lives be snuffed out, laws be violated, and injustice prevail? I hope it is the former, not the latter. In 23 hours, I'll be back with you, filling in for Bradley on Friday. Till then, see ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.